Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how you play defense and you game plan part-time on the defense, and then every time the huddle breaks, the strength of their formation changes, the motion changes, the route concepts. Are they in a stack? Are they in a bunch? Are they in a spread? Like, all of that changes how you play and what you play. How do you do that on a part-time basis? It's all reactionary. How do you do it on a part-time basis? Offensively, I mean, everything is, you know exactly what you're doing, right? If you're running a go route, you're running a go route. If you're outside release, you're outside release. That don't change. So, like, it's interesting to, you know, I think his body could hold up. I mean, even though I'm talking about in the middle of an injury, I think his body could hold up. It's just mentally, that is an extremely taxing way to approach the game.
So he is out, going to be gone for the season, and that is obviously going to be a hit to the Jags, and that is very helpful for the Texans. That's one of the teams that's in front of them in this chase to the playoff.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. The Dallas Mavericks. the Dallas Mavericks, Clinton Tyler, fire Nico Harrison amid continued fan angst. The Dallas Mavericks general manager Nico Harrison, as you remember, he is the fool who made the Luka Doncic in the midst of his 25-year-old, midst of his prime, heading out and probably in his best years physically, traded him to get Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and really nothing to compare to what Luka brings to the table. A year removed from leading the Mavericks to the NBA Finals, they move on from him, and then Clint, how long has it been? It's not even been a year yet. I remember it was Super Bowl weekend when at midnight this thing happened, and he got traded. So we hadn't even reached a year yet, and they fired Nico Harrison. And he was really – and it looked like it might turn around. He somehow slipped into the number one pick that Cooper Flagg was at.
Yeah.
And now we look at it now at this point. Kyrie's still injured. Guess who's hurt? Anthony Davis, 5 games into this puppy. He has a hurt calf. And mind you, have you all seen Anthony lately?
I have not.
Anthony's put on a good 35 pounds.
Really?
Go look up Anthony.
Well, his little narrow ass could use it.
I don't know. I don't know how much that weight's hit. Help carrying him around after he gets injured.
Probably ain't helping his basketball.
He's got
career,
a calf. Huh? Yeah, he's clearly put on weight and
going full Zion, huh?
Played 5 games this
Dallas
year.
Dallas will do that to you.
And Luka, by the way, 37-9-9, and probably like right there on the short list. It's early in the season for the MVP, and they let him ruin. They let him do this, and then fired him less than a year later. Shame on those idiots. They let him do this, right? If it was going to be 7, 8, 9 months, and this isn't even a full-term pregnancy before they let him go. If that was ever on the table, you cannot let him pull the trigger on this deal. You cannot let him do that. He has got to have at least 2 to 3 more years to see this through. But you fire him 7, 8 months after you let him do that.
Holy smokes!
Well, his big plan, he stood up and said, "Hey, man, this is working out." Everybody was talking about the Mavericks being a playoff contender. Hey, man. All of a sudden, you get into the first 10 games of the season, 11 games of the season, you're 3-8, you can't win, you don't trade
Luka to become a playoff contender, damn it. You're trying to do a lot more than that.
Well, all I'm saying is that clearly this little experiment's not working out. It's like they watched 11 games of the 2025 season and said, well, this ain't working.
Cooper wishes he was back at Duke.
Yep.
Talking about he ain't lost like this in his life. This 30 for 30 or whatever this is going to be, the day they allowed. I mean, there were people's like weddings. Like that they were stopped traffic when this happened. Like people weddings chanting against Luke, chanting against Nico. I mean, this is insane.
If I told you?
No, I can't. Like any documentary that I get my hands on with this Dallas Mavericks trading Luka. Now Luka, he's lost the weight that AD has gained, and now he's up and down the damn court.
Yeah,
I mean,
Dallas will do it to you now.
That's what it was.
They could just make, you know, like a 2024 Dallas sports documentary with the ish show that's been the Dallas Cowboys and what Jerry Jones has been doing and pair it with the Mavericks and we're set.
I want to make this clear. Jerry has done a lot of crazy stuff. I wonder how much Jerry is always 100% there these days. He ain't done nothing near as crazy as this.
There it was. Glory hole.
Yeah, nothing near as crazy as this. I mean, Micah Parsons, at least he had a notion to sign him. He was trying to do something. He just got in a Richard swinging contest and just went. But this here, Jerry's not having Patrick Mahomes and saying, you know what? Hell, man, ain't going to be able to get it done here. We're going to trade him. We're gonna trade him to the Eagles. That's what we're going to do. Like, I mean, unbelievable, this guy.
5 o'clock fire.
Tyler again. All right, I'll give you this one, Tyler.
Awesome.
College football. Tyler just keeps sliding what he wants.
College football playoff tonight.
Yeah, college football playoff rankings come out. Second week. A&M was third. Indiana was second. Ohio State, that was the top three. No, shouldn't be a lot of moving. The only team that's probably going to move out is Texas Tech because they beat BYU, and they just beat them. They beat the hell out of BYU. I mean, that wasn't even close in that game. They are. You've talked about it. They feel different. It is an interesting thought to see if Indiana drops for their it was a tough game against Penn State.
Tyler, I hate to bust your bubble, Bob. There ain't no way in hell them two top teams are going to remain the same. There is no
until
way.
Until they play each other in the Big Ten tournament?
No question. That game.
Just because of that.
What they can't afford to do is it's already four of the top six teams are SEC teams.
Giga.
What they can't afford to do is let the two representatives from the Big Ten, fall up out of this thing with a couple late season losses. Which is very unlikely to happen, but they are going to make the Big Ten is going to hang on to the two top spots.
You don't think there's a chance here. By the way, here's Lane Kiffin, head coach of Ole Miss for now. He spoke on the college football playoff ring.
You know, Texas A&M being three, you know, well, what more do you want them to do to be one? You know, like I said, when people want to schedule and they say, okay, man, we need you to schedule hard teams. You're going to have now 9 SEC and then play another hard one. Well, they went up to Notre Dame and won. So those people that say, man, those schedules are worth it to play that. What if they didn't play Notre Dame? If they just played whoever and just had an easy win, they'd be ranked in the same spot. So what good did that do if that's not rewarded? You know, so they got the highest metrics of everybody and they're not number one. So I don't know. Again, you talk about those two teams right there. Put them on a neutral site. Ask Vegas who would win. What's the spread? And that, to me, shows more than people sitting around a room just guessing.
All right. He believes they should be number one. I told you they've had the most impressive schedule to me.
You did?
Side note real quick. By the way, Clint, I think there is a chance that they jump Indiana after that performance against Penn State. I think there's a chance. Did they jump them? But I also hear the point of also, hey, one versus two. We know they're going to meet in the Big Ten title game, one versus two, and then A&M will we'll see where they are afterwards. But I have never noticed this until just now.
They don't need three SEC teams getting byes in the college ball playoffs.
Will it be three? Oh, that's I don't. I mean, it's. I mean, it was going to be three. I mean, I don't think Indiana's going to. So you think the loser of Ohio State will not drop that far? Will not drop far enough to get a to not get a bye? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Look, I think if Indiana, if those two teams go undefeated, and then the only loss they have is in the Big Ten championship game, they will get a bye, both get a bye in the playoffs. Okay.
And you think if one drops to three,
they'll get a bye in the playoffs?
Yeah, that's what I could see. I could see the new poll being Ohio State, A&M, Indiana. I could see.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. it's. I don't. I think it's. I think they're going to make sure that those two teams stay top two, because it's harder to fall from two to five than it is three to five.
Yeah.
I'm that's way deep thinking, but I think the powers that be think like that.
By the way, I've never really noticed it until now, but Lane sounds like a mature version of Mike McDaniel.
What do you mean, mature version?
Like a
more, a not as weird,
more mature. Like he seems like Mike's 16 and Lane's 21.
You can take seriously.
They both sound the same, but like Lane seems like he's got a little bit more control.
That's pretty
of
good.
His than Mike, because they Mike that sounded like Mike. Like I'm just like, damn, Lane sounds like he just got up out the bed. Mike always sounds like that.
That's pretty good. I can hear it.
Yeah, there's a bit of a Mike McDaniel, like a more mature version of it.
One of them's fighting for their job. The other one's fielding offers.
Yeah, he is.
One of them's going to take it.
Sorry, Ole Miss. All right.